Good morning with the meetings, and I just got done with walkthrough prior to lunch, and I got another set of meetings here today. It was a good morning of focus, ready to go, move on, and take on a tough opponent for this home opener.
Well, I think we played them last year when I was in Atlanta. I played them a couple times recently. So there's a little bit of familiarity, not obviously the division type of rivalry. They got a very well coached. They'll do their homework on what we've done. They'll look at our preseason. I'm sure they'll look back at some of the things we did in Atlanta, Cincinnati, and even in Tampa. They'll be prepared. I don't know how much of an advantage it is. Well, it was nice to see the production that we had on Sunday. We hadn't had it even in the preseason when it unfolded like that, even a touchdown in the end zone. I see it happening in practice. I really feel good about, I don't think he tries to force anything to Mercedes, but I think he feels confident if the play call is there and the coverage dictates it, he has no problem putting it around him because he trusts Mercedes' hands so much. But I think they have a good relationship. No numbers on carries. Again, I try to stay away from that. I just think a lot of it is based on how the game is going. He'll see extensive play compared to what we had planned for last week's game, but I'll never put a number on it because it may be more if we need more. It'll be less if we don't. I don't keep a number count on carries.
Might be ready for the increased workload?
I think so. Pretty good is a good, I thought, good description for the first game. I think he was sore after the game, which was probably sore than he would have been, if he had gone through the camp, some of the hits. I think that's a gradual thing. I think I don't know if 1 week's going to get him into the top where he was last year at his highest level of fitness. I think some of those runs may have broken free, if maybe he had been here earlier. But I was very pleased with the production that he did. And as hard as he ran was unbelievable. So I think it's going to get better and better. Sound, not a lot of mistakes. You don't see a lot of guys out of place. Confident, no question about that. Good example. They make plays happen, and when they do, they were there to get the turnovers with the batted balls, and they do a great job of stripping ball carriers. They find a way to get the ball from opponents, and they make it very difficult to sustain long drives. They're very sound at what they do. I certainly feel that. I certainly feel that way.
What makes you?
Just the energy in the team meeting room, the walk through, the as well as it was executed, even it's just presented literally minutes before they go out on the field, and then they've got to execute it. I've just been around the league long enough to know I think they're over that and moving on. I believe in big positive reinforcement, and I think you can't help but feel better that, hey, we can, especially in that situation, no timeouts. Defense did an unbelievable job to get us the ball back, and we got it back with more time than anticipated. And then for those guys to go out there in an environment where Blaine had been hit that many times, and Cecil hadn't had that many. He caught a nice slant, and then all of a sudden he's asked to catch that really, it's called a drift route in there. He's got which is in a tight hole, and for Blaine to throw it in there, and for him to make the play, I think that'll reap benefits as time goes on. I think it's not just practice field; it's in the meeting room, it's on film, showing different ways to. First of all, we got a gang tackle, have more bodies over there to tackle. We talk about it, about using your arms to wrap up. It's tough to do when you get to this point of the year of tackling in drills. You're limited number with bodies. You're simulating it with dummies and things like that, things that protect you. It's not the same. These guys have been tackling since they've been. It's just we got to do a better job of wrapping up. You have to address it immediately. That's the hard part. You have to, especially in a game like that, you have to find your. I hate talking about this last game. Because I'm already over it. I'm moving on to the next one. But you have to find a way, literally in minutes, to address a team that you know is feeling like you're feeling, and you have to already start working on the next game as soon as that game's over with. because it's just like plays. You can't. It'll affect everything. It'll affect the next play, just like this. That last game could affect this game. So I think it has been addressed by me, by our staff, but I think more importantly, it's the players in that locker room, which I've been talking about. I've been very proud of them. They're the guys, to me, that got over themselves without any help from us.